Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so stinking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 20 or 30 years from now, but today. So you have that life of freedom, that life that you love, with those that you love, doing what you love. And on top of that, it's not just about your own comfort and convenience and your own prosperity, but it's about creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as a rippler, you know that you're here to expand and grow and bless more people's lives. So guys, I'm excited to have you on, excited to have you a part of this show. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can check out some more information on there as well. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X group.com. Check them out. On today's show here, I want to introduce you to someone that was introduced to me by a former guest, you know, and this guest says, you know what, Chris, I think this person would be perfect for your show. And of course, yeah, as I've probably mentioned to you guys before, I usually say no to most guests. I usually turn most of them down. But when I saw this, there was something that really struck a chord with me because Shelley Lundahl here, I mean, he's no normal and you know, he's not the typical guy that I might have on the show where, you know, now granted, he's got a lot of expertise in what he's done, but it's not like the typical guy that's been, you know, investing for 5 billion years, right? This Shiloh here has been actually investing in the real estate space and very actively since 2014. What I love is that he kind of started out with the more mainstream mindset. He started out with maybe like many of you guys have, and just in these last 5 years, has kind of progressed more into diving into real estate. And he's done everything from commercial, mobile home parks. He's got single family homes. He's done all kinds of things. And so I like this because I feel like he's definitely steps ahead of many of you guys that listen to this show. And I think there's a lot we can learn from his experience today. So, hey, Shiloh, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
You bet. And again, like I think it's so exciting to have you on because you've done a full gamut of stuff. I mean, you're even doing things with lease options lately. I mean, you're doing a ton of stuff right now. More than most of our listeners have even dabbled in, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I like to do new things. I like to try new things. I have a partner in a lot of the deals that I do, and he's kind of like the human Swiss Army knife. And so he's great to have around because he's very versatile in a lot of the different things that he can do. So if I'm in a place where I'm like, I don't know, he's definitely somebody that says, hey, I think that we can figure this out. So it's been great to have somebody that is experienced and that's pretty optimistic. And he and I work really, really well together.
That's awesome. It's always good to find a good partner. That's especially if somebody that can complement your weaknesses and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's been a fantastic partner, a great friend. And we've done a lot together and we've created a sizable portfolio. And so it's been great. I really enjoy, I think that we've done much more together than we could have done separately. Mm-hmm. Even if you were to add up what we had done separately, we've done a lot more together than the sum of what we could have done apart.
Yeah. It's that synergy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 1 + 1 = 3, right? Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, like, take us back. Like, what, you know, what were you doing before? What was the mindset you had around money in the beginning?
My mindset about money started when I was really young, and mm-hmm. I grew up with a single mom. And, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't have a lot of money, but I had grandparents that, you know, my grandpa was a doctor. And so we didn't have so much of a poverty mindset. We just didn't have a lot of money. And so if I wanted yeah. to get something, I had to go and I had to earn it. And so from the time I was very young, I had a couple of paper routes. And I did other things here and there in order to earn money so that I could have money to go buy the things that I wanted. And yeah. That started out really, really early on. And then I remember, being at a conference once where I listened to Jim Rohn, and he spoke at the conference, and it was really interesting. He talked about the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, and encouraged people to read that book. But the way in which he did it, it really sank deep. And so I went out when I was young, and I got the book and I read it. And again, I was a teenager, and I don't remember a lot of the concepts remembering a lot of the concepts back in the day, but I reread it in my early 20s and I started living a lot of those concepts.
And then what was your next step? Like, what was next for you after that?
So in my early 20s, I started to work at a bank. And as I worked at a bank, I noticed a lot of people's spending habits. Mm-hmm. And they would come in and you know, they'd put, you know, $50 in the account, and then they would call up, you know, an hour later, and they'd say, how much money do I have in my account? And then I'd tell them, and then they'd call up another 20 minutes later, how much money do I have in my account? And then at one point, I'm like, oh, sorry, you're overdrawn. And they're like, okay, I'll come in, I'll put in more money. And it was just really interesting to see the people's spending habits when I worked at the bank. Mm-hmm. And I think that really kind of started helping me understand spending habits and credit and things like that. And then, you know, coupled with the idea of the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, the pay yourself first concept, mm-hmm. I started to put away 10% of what I made in order to someday invest with it. And so that's kind of where I started. Then I get married, and my wife and I, she came from a family that was pretty poor, and she didn't really have a lot of great spending habits and understanding. And so we kind of came together and started figuring this out together, living a lot of the principles from The Richest Man in Babylon. But then after a little while, I'm going to school, I'm getting my degree in social work. And I knew that being a social worker, I probably wasn't going to get paid a lot. So I had to figure out a way to, you know, to budget and really be frugal. And then I finished my education actually at the University of Utah, moved down to Arizona, and I start working in the public behavioral health sector, earning about $40,000 a year. We get this little house, and really we're budgeting and budgeting, but we keep paying ourselves first, that 10%, but we don't have a lot of extra money. Right. And then at that point, I had read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Mm-hmm. And that book was really helpful for me. It really kind of started shifting my mindset to the idea of investing. And so in 2010 is actually when we bought our first rental property. So we got this little property. We knew of somebody that had lived in the area in around our neighborhood, and they wanted to move back because of the downturn in the economy and everything. And so we found this house. We asked if they wanted to move in. They said yes. And so they rented it from us for about 5 years until they purchased it from us. Mm-hmm. And so it was at that time that I had a colleague of mine who had come upon, you know, some Dave Ramsey information. And so he gave me the Dave Ramsey books. And so we read, you know, all through the Dave Ramsey books and read up on the baby steps and getting out of debt and things like that. And so we worked really hard on getting out of debt and, you know, going through the baby steps, and we were debt free, except for the mortgage on our home and also the mortgage on this rental property. Mm-hmm. And then we just kept kind of living those principles from, 2010 after we bought that property up until about 2014. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting because I'm glad that we got out of debt, and we really weren't in that much debt. We weren't, reckless with credit cards or anything like that. We usually pay all of those on time, but we were working just on getting out of some school loans and some other things. And so we were all out of debt, saving and things like that. But truthfully, with what I know now, I really regret not having taken those years between 2010 and 2014 and really having focused on real estate and learning about that and starting to grow portfolios during that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a great time. That was when some of the best deals were around, huh?
That would have been, yeah. I wish that I had bought everything I possibly could have purchased and stabilized at that time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until 2014 when I came across my Rich Dad Poor Dad audio CDs again. And I put them in the car and I started listening to them. And then I thought to myself, why did I stop listening to this back in the day? I wish that I had kept listening to this. And then it was interesting because I said to myself, I wonder if he wrote any other books. And so I looked up on online and I found out that Robert Kiyosaki actually had like 5, 6, 7, 8 books at the time. And yeah. I'm like, oh. And so I then switched to, I read the second in his series, The Cashflow Quadrant.
Yep.
And that book was a life changer for me, complete life changer. It helped me understand different mindsets, from the employee mindset, small business owner mindset, big business owner mindset, and the investor mindset.
Yeah.
And when I realized that I wasn't, that I didn't have an employee mindset, that I'd come from a family with everybody that were small business owners. And so my mindset was naturally more of that of a small business owner. Mm-hmm. And so it really helped lessen a lot of feelings of shame that I had. That I had developed because I thought that, man, why am I not very good as an employee? Was I was more of a small business owner and I had that mindset. And when I embraced that, I did really, really well, not only with my my therapy practice, but then also in building some real estate businesses at the time.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that that kind of mental transition that you've had, you know, that's now led you to what you're doing today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is it that you love so much about the investing that you're doing right now? Like, first and foremost, like what's your favorite part of the investing aspect? And then two, why do you do it?
So I really enjoy working with the people that I work with on our team. They're really quality people. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is the more you learn about something, the more you can learn about a niche, the better you can get in that specific space. And so it's like, with regular type of investing in the stock market and other things like that, you can, you know, hope for maybe a 12% return on your money. Mm-hmm. But the more you learn about investing, the higher the return you can get. And so, and this might sound weird, but we usually do investing where we make, you know, 100% return on our money each year, or maybe even 1,000% return on our money. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is because of the way in which we do real estate. Yeah. So it isn't just the regular 12%. We're getting a ton more return on our money because of the knowledge and experience that we have.
Yeah. It's always fun to see that. Cause like you said, like most people think, oh, I can only get, you know, like, well, when you look at the stock market, right, it's only been averaging 7.5% for the last 30 years as an actual return.
Yeah.
And like you said, even if people get 12, they're like, wow, that's awesome. And you're like, well, with leverage, and with the right knowledge, especially where you do more active investing, you're not so much just a passive investor, you're an active investor. You kind of talk, you're really mentioning a lot of things I mentioned on this show, which is, you know, the more you actively get involved, the more knowledge you gain, the more you're taking control of it, the higher the returns can be. It's also higher. It could be higher risk if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But for those who have the right education, you can really create massive returns.
Yeah. And I like to use the example of my buddy is a pilot and, you know, he flies planes for a living. Mm-hmm. But for me to go up and fly is very dangerous because I don't know what I'm doing. But for him to fly is not dangerous because that's what he does day in and day out.
It's second nature.
So when it comes to investing, the more knowledge you have, the less risky it is.
That's right.
One thing that I really like that Robert Kiyosaki talks about is this idea of not being an average investor. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, you're going to be the one that's most interested in your money. You know, other people managing your money are not interested in it nearly as much as you are. And right. So if you can learn how to control the investment, you're going to be able to do much better on average than somebody else that's kind of semi-controlling it along with, you know, a ton of other people's investments.
Right. And
so I encourage people not to be an average investor, but learn how to invest well. And if you learn how to invest well, you can do a great job. And it honestly, it doesn't have to be like this full-time job. Mm-hmm. The better you get at it, and the better you learn how to put systems in place, you can do a ton. Like, for instance, we have right now about 85 to 90 properties right now. And I'm really the one that manages all of them. But the truth is, I have my assistant manage almost everything. So what I do most when it comes to the real estate that we do is I talk with bankers on the phone. Well, I really fight with bankers on the phone. And I sign documents. And if I see a deal come up, I send it over to my partner to run the numbers and see if the deal is good. Or I can kind of run the numbers because I'm just used to the areas in which we invest. And that's about what I do. My assistant takes care of all of the projects, all of the rehabs and everything. Mm-hmm. And she asks me for money that I sign checks for. And so most of what I do when it comes to real estate is I'm talking on the phone, raising money, working with banks, signing things. Mm-hmm. And so I have my full-time job, which is working as a therapist.
Yeah.
And in between the sessions, I have about 10 minutes. I open up my phone. I read my messages. I send out answers, and that's it. And then I'll call bankers on the phone. And so the idea of it doesn't have to be so overwhelming and take up so much of your time. You just need to know what you're doing.
Right. I think that's so important too, because some people think, oh man, if I just had more time, I could actually do this, right? Like, I'm just so busy with my work, I can't do it. But I love because you still have your profession that you're doing, and you're doing investing, and you're even doing you're really more active investing than you are passive investing. You know, mm-hmm. And granted, you got a partner that does help out with that, but I mean, still you're actively involved with it. You're not just throwing money at something and hoping it'll work out.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So I'm considered an active investor. I'm actively buying properties, even though the people that work for me do a lot more of the work than I do. I'm an active investor.
That's right. What's your favorite strategy? Like, what's your favorite type of investments?
So I really like the lease option model. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that for the last 3 years. And it's just worked out really, really well for us. And so this is the basic model. You find a property that is priced well below market value, whether it's an off-market property, a wholesale deal, or however you find it, you find the property. Mm-hmm. You then are able to go in, you know, repair it. It doesn't need to be 100% rehab like these shows show on TV where everything looks beautiful. A lot of the ones that we do are in kind of C-class neighborhoods. And they're the lower end. They're not D. So it isn't like a war zone or anything like that. They're just the less expensive properties, the cheaper properties. And so we'll go in and we'll make them nice and functional, clean them up, and then we sell them on a lease option. And so we find out, like, let me give you an example of numbers. Okay. Mm-hmm. We get a property about 67,000, put mm-hmm. in about 20,000 to fixing up. So our all-in plus some holding costs and hard money costs, about 90 to 95,000. At that time, afterwards, it's worth about 125-ish. So then we sell it on a lease option for about 135-ish. Because mm-hmm. And they have like a three to five year period to purchase the property.
Right.
And so during that time of experiencing pretty average appreciation, they should be able to actually buy it for under market value when they go to exercise the option in a few years. So we sell it at that price. They're paying down the long-term loan that we've gotten on the property. So it's kind of creating more of a spread over time. We were able to sell it for higher than that what it was worth at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have to pay any closing costs. The buyer pays the closing costs. There's no realtor fees or anything.
Right.
And so every time we get a property like that, our net worth goes up by about 30,000 automatic, or like when we buy it. And then over about 4 year period of time, the property's created another 30,000 with cash flow each month plus the pay down. And so every time we buy, that's we get this big chunk of either our net worth goes up every time that we buy. And so that's really how over the last 3 years, we've my partner and I have been able to create about 1.5 to 2 million over the last 3 to 5, about 3 years doing the lease option model. So I really like it because it's really lucrative. Mm-hmm. We help people get into properties. And it's just worked out great. It really has.
I love it. That is awesome. So now I know I want to make sure I bring this up. You actually have a kind of an education sort of program that you're doing with people, right? That want to learn, you know, not just the strategy, but even the mindset piece. Like you said, taking your expertise as a therapist and applying that to money. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. We've been doing meetup groups for the last 2 years, and mm-hmm. where we just want to share the lease option model with people, show them the properties that we're doing right now and different things like that. And originally I did that in order to raise money, and people would come, and then at the end I would let them know, hey, we have a couple of deals. If any of you guys are interested in learning more about how to do this and want to lend on some of our deals, you can. Mm-hmm. And so people would come in with maybe 10,000 or 20,000 on a deal, and then they got to see it and, you know, do all of that. But then, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of these people weren't doing their own deals and, mm-hmm. you know, showing them kind of through the WhatsApp group and things like that. But a lot of them, when it came to doing their own, there was still that feeling of hesitation.
Right.
So one thing that I've been doing recently that's been kind of cool is an app called Diet Bet. And what Diet Bet is it's if you want to lose some weight, then you can put money into this app. And you need to lose 4% in 4 weeks. And if you do, then you get your money back plus a portion of the, you know, the pot that where everybody else that didn't win, their money mm-hmm. goes there, and then you get, you know, some of their money. So it's really motivating to, I don't want to lose my money. You know what I mean? Even though you might just get like right. 10, 20 bucks from everybody else, I really don't want to lose the 100 bucks that I put in there.
Uh-huh.
And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, you know, how to help motivate people. And I met somebody at a restaurant that had come to one of our meetups, and he was just saying that he wanted to, but that he didn't know why he wasn't pulling the trigger. And so kind of as I was with him chatting, I said, you know, I've been thinking about doing some coaching, helping people kind of get over that first hump of being afraid to do that first investment. Because mm-hmm. it really is that hump. Like for me to buy a property today, I can decide within 15 minutes to buy a property and connect everybody. And then I can go and sign documents next week and total working time, 1 hour. Now we have a property. It's very easy for me. I don't feel any anxiety about it. It's very, very simple. But the first property that somebody does, then they're not familiar with it. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of fears that come up. Mm-hmm. So basically what I'm doing, following that Diet Bet model, I'm coaching people on how to get their first, second, or third deal. And basically what that is they come in with like $5,200 and for a year long coaching of 30 minute phone calls every other week. In between the phone calls are tasks that the people need to do. And if they do the tasks and they do the phone call, then they get a portion of that $5,200 back. They get $100 every time they've completed the task and do the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the year-long period of time, they have the ability to earn back $2,600 of what they originally put in, plus a year farther down the road with accomplishing their goal. And everybody comes with their own goal. Mm-hmm. But and I really only want to work with people that in areas that I'm really good at. So if somebody says, hey, I want to come and do a apartment building, then I'm probably going to say, you know what, that's not my expertise.
Right.
But if they say, hey, I want to just get a rental or I want to do a lease option. Those are really my expertise.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy to coach them through that. And so that's kind of the new coaching model that I'm going to really be ramping up next year. And I have a couple of people that I'm coaching right now, and it's been a really cool experience to see them go and grow and get properties.
I love it. So if people wanted to reach out to you or contact you about that, how would they do that?
They can reach out just through, I have a couple of different websites, but my real estate website is going to be blueequities.com. So if they go to blueequities.com/coaching, then they can read up a little bit more about my coaching program. And I like to call it the affordable coaching program, because there's a lot of programs out there that are like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And actually, my wife and I, we went through a coaching program. It was $40,000. And then we paid for an additional coaching for $25,000. And to be honest, that year-long coaching that we did for $25,000 was really, really helpful. It helped us stay accountable. And every week we had assignments to do.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I'm patterning what I'm doing after, because I found that to be one of the most helpful things that I did. You can go to newequities.com/coaching and you can find out more.
So Shai, I really appreciate it. This has been good stuff for sure. Like this is I love hearing your experience and hearing your growth like that. I mean, and it's just what you've accomplished in such a short period of time is just incredible. So again, thank you so much for sharing this with me and with the rest of our audience.
Well, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you letting me come on your show and talking with your listeners. And I appreciate Nicole Stoller for, you know, connecting us. She's a great person. And so anytime, Chris, anytime you need anything from me, just let me know. I'll be happy to help out.
Yeah, will do, man. Well, everybody, you heard them. Check out blueequities.com/coaching and hey, check out that stuff, especially if you really want to get the lease options. I mean, what better way than learn from someone who's actively doing it right here and now and gets where you're at. So again, blueequities.com/coaching. I'll put that into the show notes as well. So everybody, I hope, again, just like he said, accountability is everything. It's not just about learning something. It's about doing it. And so guys, I challenge you guys to, especially in this new year, do it. You know, try it, make it happen, you know, in the sense that you're going to actually create some real results, you know, not just learn and keep listening to podcast after podcast. It's all about what you do with this information that you take and apply it, because that's when the money shows up. So guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.